The busy shipping routes on the Great Lakes, running from Chicago and Detroit out into the St. Lawrence River, helped to make all the cities of Central Canada and the Midwest what they are today. Don't let the word lake fool you, though. Shipping in the Great Lakes, or the Inland Seas as many captains call them, has always been a hazardous proposition. Storms, extreme temperatures, and floating logs from timber ships made all the Great Lakes hazardous. It wasn't every day a bombshell like this one walked into my office. She had lips the color of blood and blue eyes that could melt the heart of even a hardened old PI like me. I knew she was trouble the minute I laid eyes on her, just like 100 other guys with 100 other stories like mine. But there was something special about this one, I could tell. Or at least I thought I could.
Howdy, partners! Yep, you've reached the Double Horseshoe Dude Ranch. It seems there ain't no one around to help you out right now, but that sure won't last long. Now, me personally, I'd go on and leave a message. And you can do that by just waiting for the beep. Of course, if you're the impatient type, you can hit the zero button, and Sally Mae, the operator, will come on the line and jabber with you all you want.
Hi, I'm Tom Cox. Thanks for listening.